الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I'm unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes or keeping notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic will be giving. I've done one before, giving one, and this is basically giving to as a reminder to my students and others that to give to others, the blessing of giving to others, and even the fact that if you don't give, perhaps the angels will pray against you. Against the wealth that you have, because one of the signs of the day of judgment, or the day of judgment is getting near, or the minor signs, is that what will be tossed into the hearts of the people will be miserliness, meaning greed, or they're only all about themselves and maybe their families, and not giving to other people, but other people need your assistance also. I have talked about this before in one or two of my earlier episodes about giving and the blessing of giving and helping the poor. And there are many people out there with a lot more money than myself, a lot more money, property, whatever it is, than myself, and maybe even than you. And that they should share it with others and get the blessings of sharing what they have with others. I understand that you work hard for it, allow you to get your wealth or whatever, but you can go to sleep a rich man and wake up the next morning a poor man. Because you could very well be one of the people that need help. So take the opportunity while you can to help other people, because perhaps it'll be a day when you're going to need help and you're going to need others to help you. And that I pray that Allah will be there for you and be by your side and assist you when you need the greatest assistance. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, he said, give in charity and do not give reluctantly, lest Allah should give you in a limited amount. And do not withhold your money, lest Allah shall withhold it from you. And so my beautiful student, look at the first part of that, is that the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, he said, give in charity and do not be reluctant, or Allah may limit your amount. Or don't, in other words, don't be fussy. Don't give, but you kind of very hesitant about giving to the person. You don't give freely to the individual that asks of you. Or you see a person that's eating out the trash can, for example, or drinking from containers that have a little bit of something to drink in it, and they're drinking from that. You pretty much, you know, the individual's probably more than likely very much in need of help. And my advice would be to tell a person, look, don't eat out of the trash can. Don't eat out the ground. Look, I'll take care of you. I'll bring you food. Go in the store, whatever, buy them food, a sandwich or something to drink, and then give it to them if they're okay with you doing that. But you don't. We don't just sit around and just watch people just drink and say that poor person, or look at that nasty person, say all these negative things in our head about the individual instead of reaching out to that individual and be able to help them. Because sometimes people they may think that others don't care about them. They're not showing their love. They're just a little bit down on their luck, if you will, or they're not able to help themselves, and so they look to others to help. And you may be that individual that helped this person that's in need, the person that's eating leftover garbage from the trash can, person who's drinking leftover drinks from the trash can. You can even give where the left hand don't know what the right hand is doing, or the right hand does not know what the left hand is doing. In other words, you give to the individual, and no one knows about it. You don't brag about it. I tell everybody, look, I'm giving this money to this individual, or I'm giving this charity to this individual. I'm putting this money into the charity box. It's not an announcement like that, because you're doing it for what? You're not doing it for the individual. You're doing it so people can praise you and say, this is a giving person. And three of the people that I think the Hadith said that Allah will not look at or speak to on the Day of Judgment, or some negative connotation in reference to these individuals, is a person that is, one of the people, is a person that is rich. And he gave his or her money away to the people. And Allah, and he told Allah, that's why I gave the money to the people. Allah said, no, you're a liar. You didn't give the money to the people because you want to give to the people the kindness of heart. You want the people to call you a giver, a nice person, a generous person. And they call you that. So on this day, the day of resurrection, the day of judgment, don't ask anything from me. You already received what you wanted. If you want Allah's blessing, you want Allah to be pleased with you, then you give something to someone else and don't expect any recognition for it. But if you do it for some kind of recognition from others, then you got that from other people, then you get nothing from Allah, or you may not get anything from Allah. But if you give it in the cause of Allah, to please Allah, then the reward is from Allah. But if you're doing it to please others, the reward is with those others that you're trying to please and you're giving. And then, of course, a person who is also a scholar, and I became a scholar because of you. I taught people because I wanted you to be pleased with me. He said, no, you're a liar. You're a kadhab. You didn't do this particular thing because you wanted to please me. You did it because you wanted people to say to you, look at him, he is a great scholar. And to almost like build monuments to you because of your scholarly strength. And a person also that fought in the battle, in wars. And he said, oh Allah, I fought the battles for you and your cause. And Allah said, no, you're a liar. You didn't do that for me. You did it because you wanted people to call you this great warrior. And they call you this great warrior. So on this day, you receive what you wanted, which people call you a great warrior. You receive nothing from me. You didn't do it for me. And so I hope you all get the general understanding of what I'm talking about in terms of the person who is wealthy and a person who is a warrior and a person who is a scholar. And so let me move on with when you're talking about giving. Also mentioned by the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, he said, giving charity to a poor person is charity, and giving to a relative is two things, charity and upholding the ties of kinship. And sometimes all people do is just give it to relatives, which is okay. There's some blessings in that. When a man clothes his wife or feed his family, that kind of thing, he gets blessing for that. And so the thing is, when a person gives their relatives, they basically get two things. They're giving charity, and also they're upholding ties with their relatives and relationship with their relatives. A person gives to a stranger, they just basically just giving in charity, what they call sadaqah, which is S-A-D-A-Q-A, sadaqah. Sometimes they have the H or the N. And so that's basically charity. And that you're giving to an individual because the individual needs your help. And you're giving it. You don't want anyone to know that you're giving it. or you put it in the charity box to be given to the people. And say, for example, the people who run the particular masjid or whatever religious place you go to, and that they can help others by you giving charity. Or you may even say, look, I'm giving a charity for such and such a family, and so you're giving a charity for such and such a family, and in a manner of trust that you're doing or giving to that particular religious organization, and you expect them to give and use that money for the individual that you're giving the money to them for, or that you're giving a charity for, and not for them to use the money for to do other things inside of their facility or for their own pay or line their own pockets, because that within itself is not a healthy thing, and you think you're getting away with it, but you're not getting away with it because the law is well aware of what you are doing, and the angels are witnessing what you are doing. I want you all to keep in mind is that when a person gives, you have two angels that come down every day, and a person gives, one angel prays for Allah to bless them, to maybe give them more abundant of good. That we have received, because when you give something in good, Shaitan may, or the devil may say to you, look, if you give this up, you're not going to have anything left over. No, you think differently. You give this up in Allah's cause, Allah may bless you tenfold, 10 times, 100 times, whatever, for what you are given. And he may not bless you in this world. He may bless you in the next world, and you end up getting paradise because of in the goodness of the next world, because of the good you've done in this world. And so getting back to what I was talking about, you have one angel that comes down and says, oh Allah, bless this giver, bless this person who given to the other people. And then you have another angel that comes down for a certain person is greedy or miserly, and so this angel would say, oh Allah, curse this individual's wealth. This person is holding back. They're not giving to others. Whatever. They're gonna be the people that the angels come down and ask Allah or pray Allah. Allah curses individual because of them holding back on giving. The hand is tight. The hand is not open and freely given to the people. And so, which angel do you want to come down and pray, basically on your behalf, for or against you? The one that praying for you is asking Allah, oh Allah, give this person more. Bless this sadaqah, this charity this person is giving. Bless this individual. And that's given to an organization or given to an individual. Bless this individual for their giving. In a check, in a check or credit card, whatever it is that a person is using and that they're giving because they want to help other people. Allah bless them with a certain amount of thing or they have a certain amount of money, so they give it. They have $1, so they want to give 50 cents to an individual and keep the other 50 cents for themselves and their family and get the blessings of doing something like that. And so as I mentioned before, you give it to the poor is a form of charity, but you give it to your family members is a form of charity and upholding your ties between yourselves and your family members. And it is also, and I want to mention something else, and that is, and I'll probably mention it a little later on too, is that the hand that is above the giving hand is better than the hand that below is, which is the hand that is asking. I'm not saying for people not to ask you need. Okay, then you ask, and people help you whatever way they can help you as much as they can help you. But we want to be amongst the people who are the givers to other people as much as possible, and without looking for some fame because we gave to this individual or get this big write-up or big announcement, a poster put up, because look, this person gave to this individual. You want to be as quiet as possible, as silent as possible, and don't give because you want fame. You give because you really want to help individuals. And look at how you give. I can't tell you how to spend your money. I can't tell you at all. But you know people that are in need. Help those individuals out. You know organizations that help other people. Then give to those organizations that help individuals. I'm going to name some of those organizations at the end that are very, very involved locally and also internationally with helping individuals. And perhaps you may want to give to these individuals, because sometimes people say, well, I don't want to give. I don't be out there feeding people. And so, okay, no, that's no problem. Those individual organizations, they need you too. They need you to help them out too, and that way they can help other people. The more you give, and the more they will be able to help other people. It is also mentioned by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He said, O son of Adam, if you give your surplus, it is better for you. And if you keep it, it is worse for you. But there is no harm with what is sufficient and being and giving with your dependents. And the upper hand giving is better than the lower hand, which I mentioned to you before. The upper hand is better than the lower hand. Again, I'm not telling people not to ask. It's okay to ask. You need it, you ask. Don't be embarrassed by it. Don't say, oh, he's better than me or something like that. No, that's not important. Right now, you need help. And for example, we had a situation here where an individual, their house going on fire. He woke up, and the father woke up. He saw the house on fire. He started getting the kids up, drag them out the bed, whatever, and get them out the house. They all got out the house safely, but the unfortunate thing that happened is that everything burned down in the home. Basically, it wasn't anything left. They could only just drive their cars away and stay at a hotel. And so that can happen to any of us. Look at where you are right now. Inside your house, inside your car, whatever. Suppose you lost all of it. A loss set fire, or you, because some fire happened to your car, or some accident happened to you or to your family member, or your house catches on fire while you're in the house, not in the house, while you woke, while you sleep, whatever it is. And so this individual, he didn't lose his family, but he lost his house, and now he's trying to get it together, take care of his family. This is more recent that took place, and it's real. You all may even know individuals that are going through something right now. Maybe they lost their job, their factory closed down, whatever it is, and that they need assistance. They need help emergently. And so you help them, and so you give. And some of the organizations I'm going to mention at the end, they are organizations that help individuals like them. And so it's them today. It could be you, or you tomorrow, or some member of your family tomorrow. It is also mentioned by the Prophet Muhammad's wife, Aisha, said, I said, O Allah's Messenger, I have two neighbors. Which of them should I give a gift to? The Prophet, may peace be upon him, he said, give to the one whose door is nearer to you. And so most of us live near other people. We have we have people, neighbors on the right side and left side, in front of us, behind us. And so she wanted to know, okay, who do I give to? I know I'm supposed to give, help my neighbors out, so who do I help out? And so, you know, you said you give to the one that's near to you. I can't tell you all which one is nearer to you. It's just that I'm just letting you know, you have to decide for yourself which one is nearer to you. And don't embarrass the individual. Don't give them something in front of everyone else. So that may be embarrassing to them, and put more burden on them that they cannot bear, which is them, you embarrassing them in front of other people. Try to give it as quietly as possible, if you can, God, by God's will, and don't try to make a big scene out of it. You may give someone as a gift, or put it on their porch or on their step or something like that, or have it delivered to them, but you can give to the person basically anonymously without the individual knowing about it, about that you're giving, or even why you're giving. And so my beautiful students, please keep this in mind, is that give to your neighbors in front of you, behind you, on your right side, left side. And so you give to them as much as you can and help them as much as you can without embarrassing them. It is also mentioned that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, give gifts to one another, for giving gifts gently extracts resentment and ill will. And this right particular translation is a little bit weak, so I won't go into this. And so I really try to give you the hadith that are a little bit stronger, so I won't go into details about this particular one. And I normally use hadith or saying for the Prophet Muhammad that are not daif, which are weak. I usually try to use the ones that are strong with the narrators that are strong, that are strong. Meaning the person who narrates, one says, I heard the Prophet say it. He said to someone else, and everyone within the chain, they're very strong, have very strong memories. Actually, one of them actually was with the Prophet Muhammad, and then he passed on to other people until it was written down, and I translated transferred it to you. But are some people that in the Isnad, they have weak memories and other things going on with them. And so sometimes their translation or their transferring information is not very strong. And so a lot of times we don't really take from that individual. I try to make it a habit to give you the ones that are kawi, the ones that are strong in narration, and not the ones that are daif. And this one is one that is a little bit, it's reported that it might be a little bit weak. But I'm gonna move on. And so Aisha, she narrated that the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, he used to accept gifts and used to give something in return. And this is the habit of one of the Prophet Muhammad, peace of blessed be upon him. And also I want to read this other piece. It's a very beautiful. Yeah. When the Prophet, may peace be upon him, Allah grant mercy upon him, and he finished his prayer, and he had glorified Allah, and he said at the end of it, and this is a dua or supplication that he made. He said, "Oh Allah, give me a light in my heart, qalbi, and give me a light in my hearing, and give me light in my sight." Give me a light on my right and a light on my left, and give me light in front of me and light behind me, and increase me in light. Increase me in light and increase me in light. And so the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he prayed for the Nur. He prayed for the light, and that Allah to put the shine and protection around him. Matter of fact, Before we make prayer, we make ablution, or they call wudu, W-U-D-U, wudu or ablution. Before we make prayer, we have to purify ourselves before we make our five daily prayers. And so, the places that we make the wudu, our face, our eyes, our mouth, our hands, our arms, our feet, and other in our head. And so, these areas will shine on the day of judgment. It would distinguish us, the ones who pray to Allah, from those who pray and those who do not pray. And so the nur, or the light, will shine from these areas where we make the wudu, or where we make the ablution. And so the Prophet Muhammad, he asked for, "Oh Allah, bless me. Bless my hearing, bless my sight, on my right, on my left, behind me and in front of me, bless me with Noor. Increase me in light, increase me in light, increase me in light." This is one of the dua, or the prayers that the Prophet, may peace be upon him, he made to Allah. And we should make the same prayer and ask Allah to increase us in light. And that way he puts some light or protection in front of us, behind us, on our right, and on our left, in our hearing, and our sight. So let me move on to my beautiful my beautiful students, and that is a man said, he said, give sadaka. A man then said, this was a prophecy. He said, give sadaka. And a man said, Allah's messenger, I have dinar. And he had like a coin of money, if you will. He then said to him, give it to yourself as sadaka, meaning as charity. The man again said, I have another one. The messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, said, give it to your children as sadaka, or charity. He said, I have another one. He said, give it to your wife as charity. The man said again, I have another one. The messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, said, give it to your servant as charity. He said, I have another one. The messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, said, you know better to whom you should give it. And so you see how the prophet, may peace be upon him, he tried to transition this man from, he had it, this thing, who do you give? He said, you know, take care of yourself first. Give to yourself. And then give to your family. And then give to your wife. And give to your servant. And then you know best who to give the money to. So go ahead and give it to the individual. Oh, my respected students, we give. We have it. Give to ourselves. Take care of ourselves. Take care of our children. Take care of our wife, our spouses, and also take care of others, our servants, or those people that we come in contact with. And these are basically my words. And so just take care of people. Those who have, take care of those who have not. It's basically a responsibility. The more a person have, or he or she has, then the more they give. And we have what is called zakat, Z-A-K-A-T, or T-A-H, and so zakat is a certain amount of the money that we pay in taxes that a Muslim must pay 2.5%, 2.5% of money that they kept in the bank for a year. And they pay zakat on that, 2.5% of that. And so the more you have, the more you have to give to the people. It's really not a whole lot of money. And Shaitan or the devil may make you think that's a lot of money, but it's really not a lot of money. And it really does not matter how much it is. You're giving because you're giving to please Allah. And so the thing is, you are a person that has that money in your account. Then you tax it, and you give to the people, and so you can help those people that need the help. And so you give to those people that need the help, and those organizations that help those people. And so it was also related by Prophet Muhammad. A man said to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, my mother died. Will it benefit her if I gave in charity on her behalf? The Prophet, peace be upon him, replied in the affirmative. The man said, I have a garden, and I made you a witness that I give it in charity on her behalf. And so we see here, his mother, he giving charity for a person who is no longer with us. And there's another hadith where a woman said the same thing. And basically the prophet said, well, basically would you give if she was alive? And he said, you know, go ahead and give. We're going to give on that woman's behalf. And yes, she would benefit greatly from it. So you can give charity for those who are, to those people who are alive. Of course, for yourself, on your behalf. And also to people who are dead. I'm giving this money on behalf of so-and-so, or my mother, my father, my aunt, my child. So you give on their behalf, and perhaps they will benefit from your giving. So as I mentioned before, please give. Don't be afraid to give. And so you have organizations local and national organization, international organizations that give to other people, help other people. And that is the Muslim Social Services Agency.org. You go to that website and they, and you can also give to them, donate to them, and then they will help other people. Also, Mercy USA, they also are ones, and I think it believe it's .org, and they also help other people locally and also nationally, internationally. Also, IR, Islamic Relief USA, they also help people nationally, locally, nationally, and internationally. And ICNA, which is Islamic Circle North America, they help individuals locally, nationally, and internationally. So these are organizations you can give to. Muslim Social Services Agency, Mercy USA, IR USA, and also ICNA, I-C-N-A, and give to the organization, and they can forward the money to those who are in need. And so you have been listening to or attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.